The following is a special announcement for listeners of the Where is God's Word program with Bruce Musselman. On the morning of May 15th, Brother Bruce Musselman went home to be with the Lord following a short illness. His last new radio program aired just 8 days before his passing. Please join me in praying for the Musselman family and Bruce's friends and colleagues. For now and the next couple of months, we will be airing classic Bruce Musselman programs from our archives. We trust you will be edified and encouraged by these vintage programs. Now, let's join this week's edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mantua Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
The Lord tells us, "This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And it's another day closer to the time when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes back and rules this world from Mount Zion in Jerusalem. And so it's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to know the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a blessing to read the Bible. And we have read the end of the book, and we find out that he wins, and along with him winning, we win if we're his child. And today we're going to talk about some of the great prophecies that are given in the Bible about the time of the second coming, but also it shows and gives a reason why the Bible is true. But I have Brother John Lutz with me, Pastor John Lutz of North Coast Baptist Church, and he's a good friend. He's helped me so much, and so I just thank God for him. And I'm just going to ask him to just tell something about his church, and then we'll continue on.
Well, thanks, Brother Bruce. It's good to be with you back. Our church, of course, is located in Lakewood, and we want to invite everybody out. We're located at 2051 Quail Street, and that's Lakewood, Ohio, 44107. And we can be reached at 216-521-3800 if you have any questions. And our service times are Sunday morning at 11, Sunday night at 6, and Wednesday at 7. And you can also listen to our radio broadcast on Friday at 1 o'clock on this same very station, 1220 a.m.
Thank you very much. And we also have different churches that have been helping me out and giving us support. And Country Baptist Church supports this program. And they are in Mantua, Ohio. The pastor's name is Murray Bay. And he is a man of God, a good friend of mine, and loves the Lord. And he has people out there that believe the book. And I'm sure that you would enjoy visiting his church and enjoy the services out there at Country Baptist Church in Mantua, Ohio. I also want to mention some other churches because they are supporting us. And, you know, by the way, if you are a Bible believer and you'd like to get the message of where the true Bible is, and that's what this program is about, you can help us out and you can support us, and we can get on more stations by doing this. And so we're praying that we can get a wider broadcast of this particular subject, because we have Bibles today that they don't agree with each other in thousands of places. And the Bible says that God's words are pure words. And Jesus said that he would lead us into all truth, not partial truth. And so the Bible that has come down to us that God has preserved, it's the Authorized King James Bible, and it's based on the received text given to us by the apostles and then preserved by God down through the ages. And there is a number of people that are doing research, and we can prove what we're saying. We have many books out today that can demonstrate this fact, and you should be aware of this. There's thousands of people today, thousands of pastors and thousands of churches that believe that we have the absolute and final word of God in the Authorized King James Bible. And so that's what we are promoting here. And if you never heard of this subject, you have people like Charles Spurgeon or D.L. Moody, we can quote them. We have on the radio program that actually believe this. What we're saying, it's nothing new, but God has preserved his word, and so we're talking about. But we also have some other churches that are supporting our ministry, and I like to thank Pastor Andy Risnacko, Bible Baptist Temple. It's giving us support, and I appreciate him and his ministry, and he's on this program. His church is in Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid, Ohio, and then People's Baptist Church from Brunswick, Ohio. They're supporting the ministry that I have here, and so we want to thank them for their monthly support that they're giving, and we appreciate them. If you live in Brunswick, Ohio, and you don't have a church home, I would suggest you try them. Both these churches are churches that believe the Bible, and God is blessing them, and they're growing churches with a lot of people that love the Lord. Well, let's get down to business here, and we're going to get into our subject today. But in the Bible, God says, if you as individuals, you don't know the past and you don't know the future. But God says, I know the past and I know the future. And in the Bible, it gives the genealogies. It tells the past of mankind. And for instance, it gives all the genealogies or the ancestries of all of the human nationalities in the world today. For instance, Leningrad is now called again St. Petersburg. And at one time, it was called Tobolsky, and the Russian word for sun is ski. So they put a ski on a sun. So Tubal, in other words, Tobolsky would be son of Tubal. And so you see that nationality mentioned in the genealogies in the book of Genesis. We know where those people came from. For instance, the Chinese people. And I was looking at in a dollar store, and they had a tag on there. It said China. Then it had the different names of China put there by the Chinese people. And one of them, it said, as one of the names was Sinite, S-I-N-I-T-E. And it was spelled exactly like the King James spells it. And it says the Sinite was in the land. So we know thousands of years ago, the Chinese people actually lived in the land of Palestine. And that desert Sinai Peninsula would have been named after them. And so the Lord knows the past, but also he knows the future. And there's many amazing things that have happened in the past, even it looks like that he talks about the sons of God changing their first estate. And they have found these giants. It says they married the daughters of men. There is giants in the land. And we read about these giants. And recently it's come up that even in Ohio here in one of the mounds, they found the skeletons of giants that were 8 and 9 feet tall. And you read about those in the Bible that came from these sons of God. The Bible says in the book of Jude that left their first estate. They call them angels there, and they left. So they had come from apparently some other planet. And sometimes things that people do not experience today, and they read it in the Bible, they put an interpretation on it. And if they would just take the Bible for the plain sense, all of our problems, you say, why? There's so many different ideas, so many religions. Well, I would suggest to you that you just take a Bible, read it, and believe what it says. And it'll tell you what the truth is, and it'll tell you what's behind everything that's going on in the world today. And we're saying that if you have an authorized King James Bible, this is based on the text that the apostles of Jesus were given by God. And he said the Holy Spirit would give them perfect memory of everything that he had said and bring new things to their remembrance. So the apostles or the people that work with them wrote the New Testament, and then this was carried on through the ages. And people started writing books immediately after the New Testament was written. They've been writing them ever since. And so we can trace the text of our authorized King James Bible. In fact, it may not even be in the same language. You know, it says Jesus appeared in different forms if you read the New Testament, and yet it was Jesus. And so Jesus can appear in different languages, yet it is the same word of God, the same truth. And so we have it in the authorized Bible, and we see down through the ages that the people of God had the true Bible. And today, in museums all over Europe, they have these ancient Bibles. The Patrick, who was a Baptist missionary, also known as St. Patrick, went to Ireland 432 and baptized. He said, if you read his writings, 120,000 adults. And they had a Bible. It was the old italic, old Latin text. Lines up with the King James Bible in the old Latin. And so we can see today the scriptures, they were using the true text, and God said he would preserve his word in the true text. So we have it today. Now, we believe the word of God is true because when God promises something in the word of God, he keeps his promise. And we could see that so many of the things that God has predicted have come true. And we're going to read some of them today and talk about them. Now, we're talking from 2 Samuel chapter 7. And this is a prayer that David prays to God, but God took this prayer and answered this prayer. And it is a prophetic prayer, and it predicts things that would happen in the future. And so I'm going to ask Pastor Lutz to read the scripture verses as we give these points. Now, first of all, in this chapter, King David, who conquered Jerusalem 3,000 years ago and set his kingdom up on Mount Zion in Jerusalem, prays this prayer, and God has answered the prayers. The first point that we see in 2 Samuel chapter 7 is David's praise that his kingdom would be forever in verse 13 of our chapter.
The Bible says, he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. And Bruce, I just want to mention real quick, in this part of the passage, we're not even into David's prayer yet. David's prayer doesn't start till 18. So this is still God talking to Nathan, saying, tell David this is going to happen. So this isn't even just David's prophetic prayer. This is God saying, hey, God, Nathan, I got a message for you to give to David. And here it is. I'm going to establish his kingdom forever.
Amen. And, you know, there's the kingdom of heaven, and people don't make a distinction, and they're similar, but they're not the same thing in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom alone. It says, kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. And everybody that is saved or born again, that has received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, are part of the kingdom of God. And so in that sense, it was established forever. But you read of the kingdom of heaven, and particularly it's mentioned in Matthew. And this is not only a spiritual, but it is a geographical kingdom, a political, spiritual, geographical kingdom. And it talks about the Lord Jesus Christ coming back and ruling over this planet from Mount Zion in Jerusalem, over the whole world. And it's called the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is spiritual. The kingdom of heaven has things in it that are not good, and they are cleaned out when Jesus comes back. And it's good study to make a comparison of the two. The kingdom of heaven is found in the parables Jesus gives in Matthew. But so Jesus' kingdom, and that is the kingdom of heaven, it will last forever, and it's a son of David. Jesus is a son of David. And, it says in the book of Psalms, why do the heathen rage? Somebody says they rage because they're heathen. You look at some of the rock songs that they sing, it shows, expresses rage. And it says, why are they raging? The people imagine a faint thing. The heathen are the Gentiles that don't know God. The people are the Jews. And it says they imagine something that is vain, is worthless. And they take counsel together, Gentile and Jew, against the Lord and against his Christ. And the word in the Old Testament is anointed, and it's sometimes Mashiach, and it's also translated Christ. And it says they take counsel. You see this going on today because we have an organization called the ACLU, backed up by billionaires and millionaires. And they go, this organization, I call it the Anti-Christian Liberties Union, ACLU, they go around trying to, any place where there's anything having to do with God in public, they try to get rid of. And it says there that before Christ comes back, the heathen will rage in the people and take counsel against the Lord and against his Christ. They will try to get rid of anything to do with God. And so they are doing this today. And you see, as court rulings are coming down more and more, they're trying to extinguish God from anything in our society. And they take counsel against the Lord and against his Christ, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Let's get rid of them. We don't want to go by their rules. We don't want to go by their laws. We don't like them. We want to get rid of them. And then it says, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Why is God laughing? The very idea, for instance, you say, well, I don't like God's law of gravity, and you jump off the terminal tower. Well, they'll pick your body up with a shovel, and it'll turn to mush down there on the pavement below. You break any of God's laws, it'll break you. And the idea that you can do anything against God, it is insanity. It is crazy. I hear Mr. Ahmadinejad and the Iranian government talking about making a bomb that will destroy Israel. We are in the time where God is working. And when they talk about destroying Israel, that is a laughable matter. It is impossible. And behind this whole thing, Satan, who is an evil spirit in opposition to God, see, God said, as we go on, he's going to rule and reign. And right now, because God is going to rule this earth as absolute dictator and monarch from Mount Zion in Israel, you hear that word, and in a lot of circles, it's almost becoming a cuss word, Zionism. But there's a reason behind it more than what appears on the surface. And Zionism refers to the rule of the Jews over the land of Palestine from Mount Zion, where King David ruled. And one of the reasons that there is so much hostility, it is satanic, because the Lord Jesus Christ is going to rule this planet from Mount Zion. And everything that the devil does is an imitation of God. God has a Christ. The devil has a Christ. God has a religion. The devil has a religion. God has a Bible. The devil has a Bible. We're talking about the devil's Bibles. What do? They take out the names of Jesus 100 places in the New Testament. And we're giving out a paper we've given out for years that show you the exact reference where Jesus' name is taken out. God exalts the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess Jesus is Lord. And so the devil is setting up a kingdom. And God's going to have a kingdom rule the world. So the Bible says for about 3.5 years, the devil will have his Antichrist rule this world for 3.5 years. And then the Lord will kick him off of his high chair, and he will come back and rule over this planet. But the devil is an imitator of God. And so now Satan's kingdom is being set up. We just see recently, for instance, the Congress, as I understand it, has allowed the president, and he has signed the bill that he could arrest any American, hold them indefinitely if he suspects them being a terrorist. But now on his staff, they call Bible-believing Christians that number in the tens of millions in America, they call them terrorists. And so we see that they're making treaties all the time with foreign governments. And these treaties have hundreds of pages and sometimes thousands of pages of statements in there. And it's telling how the United States should regulate this country. And they are setting up the world government, which will be ruled by the devil for 3.5 years, but Jesus will then take over. And so this is prophetic. And so David's kingdom will last forever, first as a spiritual kingdom, then as a political, geographical kingdom over the world. And then David's house will be forever. And would you read that, please?
And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee, thy throne shall be established forever.
Now, all through the Old Testament, it is held together by the genealogy, the ancestry of Christ, starting with, it actually goes back to Abraham, that goes through David, and then all the way through the Old Testament. And the Jews were taken into captivity, and yet God protected the ancestry. And one time, an army of 185,000 men was sent out by the devil, surrounded the city of Jerusalem. And it looked like it was up for that line, and the line would be destroyed. And yet God one night destroyed the army of 185,000 men, left 185,000 corpses outside the city of Jerusalem. God protected the line until the Lord Jesus Christ came. And so when Jesus died, was that the end of the line? No, because Jesus rose from the dead. And the Bible predicts, it's a book of prophecy, it predicts, David says, thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. And Jesus was called the Holy One of God, and his body would never see corruption. And so he rose from the dead. And in Isaiah, it talks about after he is crucified and after he dies, it says he will see his seed. And he has, Jesus rose from the dead, and he has a spiritual seed today, and it says he will be satisfied. If you're a child of God today, God is happy and satisfied because you're his child. That's what it's all about. The God that created us is just getting a family together, and he wants you to be a part of his family. And if you believe that Jesus died for your sins, that he is God, and you receive him as your God, instantly your sins are forgiven, and you become part of God's family, and will live forever with a supernatural body in a mansion with Jesus forever and ever. So it says that David's house will be forever. And then it says Israel will be forever in verse 24 of the chapter.
David prays, "For thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people Israel to be a people unto thee forever, and thou, Lord, art become their God."
Now, here in the Bible, it says this nation of Jews is forever. Israel is forever. And so Ahmadinejad says he's going to destroy it. And many of these wars that they fought over there in Israel, they had on radio and television, they were just constantly saying, destroy the Jews, throw them into the ocean, and on and on. And you have from time to time these pogroms that take place under Adolf Hitler and under many other villains. You had it under Haman. And these pogroms take place to destroy the Jews. You see, God said Israel's forever. If he said it's forever, then it's forever. If they could destroy the Jews, then the Bible would be a lie. There would be no God in heaven. But the evidence that God is alive and well is they will never destroy them. And you can take, in the end, the Bible says the whole world will come against them. In the UN, the world is voting against them. And they're saying that they shouldn't control Jerusalem and the land of Palestine. But God is laughing at this because he said, when he says something, you know, to try to destroy God is like trying to destroy, to get rid of the water in the Pacific Ocean with a teaspoon. It just isn't going to happen. And so one group after another tries to stir it up by the devil. And that's why today Zionism is a curse word. But God says that this nation is forever. The other nations will be destroyed. You may not like this. You may not agree with it, but God said it. And so down through the ages, they try to destroy them. They're still around. I heard this one story one time of a little Jew that was listening to Hitler, and he was smiling. And Hitler sent his SS troops out, or he sent his police out, and they arrest him. Hitler says, "What are you smiling about?" He says, "Well, I'm not laughing at you." He says, "What are you smiling about?" He says, "Well," he says, "you know, there's a guy named Pharaoh, and he wanted to destroy us. And so we have a feast. We call it Passover, and we eat something in memory of that." And then he says, "There's another guy named Haman, and he wanted to destroy us. And we have another feast. It's called Purim." And he says, "I was just thinking about what kind of feast we're going to have about you, you know." It's not going to happen. God said they are forever. Why were they raised up? They were raised up to spread the knowledge of God to the world. And even though God said when they did right, he would bless them more than any other people. If they did wrong, they would suffer more than any other people, to show as an evidence of God's righteousness, holiness, and judgment. And so he says the nation that forgets God will be turned into hell. And the Jews have suffered almost like a hell on earth over the years. And this nation, if we turn from God, will suffer the same thing. But they are a witness to God. And so he scattered them over the world. But when God used this, and so it was the Jewish synagogues where the gospel was preached, and then Jews believed in Jesus and spread the gospel to the whole world. And the Bible teaches very soon that an army of 144,000 Jews, and they still can check their DNA today, and they have the tribal names over in Israel, will go out and they'll preach salvation unto our God and unto the Lamb. Salvation only comes through the Father and the Son, and the Son is called the Lamb. He's the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He was punished for every sin you ever committed or ever will commit, and he rose from the dead. And he's alive and well. And so the Lord Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. and he's the Lord of Lords. And so what the Word of God says is true. And thank God we have the truth today. And so God says that he will bless us through the name of him. You know, God said his name is forever, and we won't read that today. But everywhere in this world today, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is glorified and honored. The name of the Father is glorified and honored. And you can go to any city in the world. Then you can get most of it through radio and television. Every city in the world, there's churches that preach about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, a prophecy is true. Despite everything, God's word is upheld. Yeltsin, the leader of Russia, said, "This Christmas,
where is God's word?
We will celebrate the birth of the Savior."
And would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at the same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.